My, the crowd is growing here every evening. Very good. The story this evening that I will be telling you is one that is probably more suited to this group right here. In the previous two children's classes we've had, I've told stories that maybe those who are just a little bit older than you maybe could understand better. So this evening I want to tell a story for you, younger ones. But before I start, I neglected to finish the story last evening, and I want to kind of remember last evening we talked about David Zeisberger, the missionary, who was a missionary among the Indians in the Ohio Valley, and how that 90 believers who were non-resistant, born-again Christians, digging out their corn so they could survive the winter, were all massacred. At the end of this little book that is entitled "Scenes from the Life of David Zeisberger," there is an account that reads like this: "From the East Coast, the Lenni Lenape; that was the Native American tribe that is also called the Delaware. They were pushed to." Where do you think? As the Ohio Valley was settled and they were forced to move on westward, where do you think they settled? In Kansas. And there's an 1867 photo that shows a Lenni Lenape farm on a reservation in Kansas. And I don't know where that is. And maybe you can ask your daddies and mamas, and maybe they will be able to tell you where that might have been. But for many years after their settlement here in Kansas, there was a small band known as the Praying Indians. And the Praying Indians were the descendants of the Moravians who were massacred there in Ohio. So that's the end of that story. Now this evening, the story is about three brothers. These three brothers, actually, I was reminded of this today because the wind is blowing. And in Ohio, it's not all the time that the wind blows like it does here in Kansas. And so the wind is blowing, and in Ohio, that just happens in the spring. And so we start thinking about flying kites. Do you know what kites are? Do you fly kites here? Well, there were three brothers. And they had gone to the store in the little town right close to their home, and they saw that there were kites for sale. And the kites were available in four colors. They were red and yellow and green and blue. And these brothers stood there in the store, and they looked at those kites, and they decided that the blue kite would be just the one that they would want. It was just right. And so on a Saturday morning, they asked their daddy if he would buy them a blue kite. And their daddy said, if you work hard today and if you do all your chores, then this evening we will go to town and we will buy that kite. And so they worked very hard that day. And in the evening, they went to town. And sure enough, there was still a blue kite left. And so they bought that kite and they went home. But by the time they came home, it was dark. And no time to go fly kites. So the boys did assemble the kite, and it was a beautiful blue kite. They took rags and made a long tail for the kite. And they had a ball of string that they were going to use to fly the kite. The next morning, of course, was Sunday morning. And these boys, Mama and Daddy, were going to be gone all day. They were traveling. And so the boys were staying home. And the last words that Daddy said to those boys was, do not fly that kite. Because, for one, he did not think that flying a kite on Sunday was a good thing for his boys to be doing. And in addition to that, while he did not tell the boys, he also thought that it would be a good thing for them to have Daddy along when they went to fly that kite, since they had never flown one before. And the day passed, and right after lunch, the oldest brother said, "I'm going to fly that kite." Because all morning they would look at the kite, they would get it out, they carried it through the house, but they didn't take it outside. And they would put it away, and then they would get it again. And finally, the kite was right by the door. And the oldest brother said, "I'm going to fly that kite." And the middle brother said, "Daddy said you're not allowed to." And the oldest brother said, "Oh, I'll just fly it a little. We'll not fly it very high." That was the first mistake, because kites are not made to be flown low. They should fly high. And then the oldest brother said, "And I'll just fly it close to the house." That was the second mistake. Kites are made to be flown somewhere away from buildings and obstructions. And so the three brothers went outside and they got the kite ready to fly, and the youngest brother took the kite and he ran with it, and the oldest brother was holding the string, and they threw the kite in the air and up it went. And the wind was blowing like it does in Kansas, and up it went. And the kite was going higher and higher, much higher than the boys had thought. But they were standing right by the house. And in front of their house, the road ran by. And right over the road, high up above the road, there were telephone wires. And the kite went out over the telephone wires. And while the boys were not sure how to get that back, the wind took the kite and just dashed it down. And the kite went down and under the wires and up again. And it kept on going around and around and around and around. And it just went way up there. And finally, there it hung, right over the middle of the road, way up in the air. And it was wound up very tight. There was a big ball of string around the wire, and the kite was way up there, and the tail was hanging down. The oldest brother was still holding the string. And he said to his brothers, "I think I'll tie it over here by the post, as though maybe the kite would fly away." But the kite was strung very tight around the wire. They did not have a ladder long enough to climb up there. And it was right over the middle of the road, and there was no place to lean the ladder against. So there was really nothing to do except wait until Mom and Dad come home. It was a very long afternoon for those three brothers. Now, here in Kansas, the roads are fairly straight, but where these brothers lived, the roads were winding. And just up the road from where the kite was hanging, there was a curve in the road. And toward evening, when they knew that Dad and Mom were going to be home soon, the middle brother decided, he wondered, what will Dad see when he comes around that curve? And so he walked up the road, and then once he was around the curve, he turned around and he walked back again so that he would see, as you come around the curve, what Dad would see. And I know exactly what he saw, because I was the middle brother. And I do not remember that we were paddled. And I think it's because our dad thought it was punishment enough that the kite was up there hanging over the middle of the road. There was no way to get the kite down. And he did not buy us another kite. And there it hung for a month. And we had many days to see the consequences of our naughtiness. And finally, the rain made the string rot enough that the kite fell down. But even then, through the rest of the summer, quite a while that summer, there was a ball of string up there around that wire. And we were constantly reminded of it. The neighbor children laughed at us all the time. But you see, this is a lesson for how that one little thing leads to another. And it's that way with sin in our lives too. When we disobey in one little thing, you might think, well, oh, I'll just disobey that in this one little thing. It won't harm much. But then that one little thing leads to another thing. And the next thing you know, all of these little disobediences, these little acts of naughtiness, when you disobey, they lead us to do something that we'll remember a long time. Like we did that kite that hung up there over the road. For everyone that passed by to see and wonder about the naughtiness of those three brothers. You may go back to your seats.